The question was asked, sometimes a person has what we call hirurei tshuva. A person says, you know, I wish I were different. And a person really, really means it. And they know full well that in 5 minutes they're going to do what they wish they didn't do. So deep down inside, they're saying, I'd like to be different. Yet, practically, they're not yet holding where they're going to be different. Does that have value? And the answer is, it does. It's a very important component in growth. Meaning, we very much believe that growth is not all or nothing. Things are not black or white. Meaning, we definitely have elements within us where it's a balancing act. Sometimes we're better, sometimes we're worse. It says that God always ensures there are 36 pious people among the Jewish people. Lamed Vav Tzadikim, 36 pious people, it says in the Medrash. So someone once asked Rav Aryeh Levine, they said, are you one of the 36? So he said, sometimes. Now that's a very important answer, because we imagine that it's either you are or you aren't, and we have fluctuations. And what Rav Aryeh Levine was alluding to is that maybe sometimes you're one of the 36, meaning we all fluctuate. We all have our ups and downs, and it's important to recognize that. And the idea that there are times where I really wish I were a better person, yet I know that I haven't yet perfected certain things, and I'm not gonna kid myself and make believe I've overcome it. No, but that has value. Now the Sfaradim have a custom. The Sfaradim, the Jews that come from Spain and the like. And the Eidot HaMizrach, the Jews that come from the Arabian countries. So they have the following custom. When a person's going to get married, so halachically, they have to have two kosher witnesses testify to see that the marriage ceremony was done. You need to have two people who witness that the guy takes a ring and says, I hereby betroth you, aret mekudeshet li, or sanctified to be my wife. Right, but the Batzu with this ring, Kedat Moshe Yisrael, in accordance with what Moshe taught us and the Israeli people have our custom. Right, so you have to have two kosher witnesses. The only problem is that a person is not a kosher witness if they have certain transgressions on their scorecard. Right, you could lose your license if you're caught drinking and driving. Well, you could lose your license as a kosher witness if you do certain things that are wrong. If there are certain areas where a person says, I know this is a mitzvah, but I'm not holding there, I'm not doing it, well, that could be a problem. So the Sfaradim have this custom that the one who's officiating the wedding, what's called the Masader Kiddushin, before the witnesses are going to witness the act of engaging the woman, he says to them, Teharheru b'tshuva. I want you to think about doing tshuva. I had the good fortune of being a witness a few times when Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was Masader Kiddushin. So I'm standing there under the chuppah, and things are about to begin, and the old sage turns to me and says to me, Tehareru b'tshuva. I thought I was going to melt, right? Rav Eliyahu was telling me, start doing tshuva, young man. But it's very meaningful. I can tell you that being there and having someone so old tell you, so holy, tell you, start thinking about being a better person. The thoughts. What is a person to start thinking then? So I don't know what's about you, but I had no specific thoughts at that moment. It wasn't like I was thinking, I'll give back the money I stole from my neighbor. I didn't steal from my neighbor, right? What am I thinking at that moment? I'll have more kavanah on my shmona esrei, right? No thoughts come to mind at that moment to me. One thought came to mind every time, and that was, I want to do what's right. I want to do what's right. I really do. There are areas where I'm not yet there, sometimes more, sometimes less. I want to do what's right. And you know what? I always felt like I walked away from those chuppahs, that experience, a better person. Just that decision, I want to do what's right, to my mind, moves a person forward. And that's where you said, does it have value? These thoughts, I want to do tshuva, even if I'm not really doing the process yet? Sure it has value. It helps us focus on the path we're on and where we want to get to and what our true values are. So yeah, it has a lot of value. Is it a complete tshuva? No, obviously it isn't. And I would add, the Hasidim say that a person sur merava seitov. We say veer away from doing what's wrong and then go ahead and start doing what's right. And the Hasidim say it's the other way around. If you want to veer away from what's wrong, the way to do it is by doing what's right. By focusing on being a positive person, by doing acts of kindness, that's how a person can outgrow what they're doing wrong. Sur meira, I can veer away from what's wrong, al yedei, through a seitov, through doing what's right. And that, to my mind, is also a very important concept in growth. Sometimes you don't have the strength to overcome a weakness at this point. But as you build yourself, then that gives us the strength. And I would add a final point, and that is sometimes the way to grow is through arrogance. Ordinarily, we say arrogance is a weakness. It's not a positive trait. But sometimes you have to use arrogance. Sometimes a person has to be able to tell himself, I'm better than that. It's beneath my dignity to be doing that. I cannot be caught dead doing that. Someone once told me a line, don't read a book you wouldn't want someone to find you dead with. You never know when you'll drop dead, right? If you wouldn't want to die and be caught with that book in your hand, then you shouldn't have that book in your hand. So that's an interesting rule in life, right? Sometimes a person has to use that tool and say to himself, I'm better than that. That's beneath my dignity to do that. And that's another tool in helping a person grow in the right direction.